Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and folks, we have got another great hour coming up. We're going to jump into things with Krista Wickens from Pet Zen and Dog Tread. So much to get to, so many things, but this is still your show. You can reach out to us via Twitter and Facebook at Pet World Insider, or send us an email, radio@petworldinsider.com. Let's get things going right away.
We are here at Super Zoo 2013, and we are with my good friend Krista Wickens from Pet Zen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having us.
Well, I want to talk about what you guys have going on, because pet fitness is something I'm really passionate about. And unfortunately, there are far too few quality ways to do it. Yet, I love everything you have, and I know that pet parents can achieve it with what you have. Share a little bit for our pet parent audience what it is that you have that will help get their pooches a little bit slimmer.
All right. So Pet Zen Products is our parent company, and Dog Tread is our canine fitness line. And we launched our dog treadmill back in 2008, and we were the first low-profile dog treadmill on the market. And what I mean by that is that our sides are lower, because where we come from is a fitness background, and it's all about quality movement, better movement to reduce risk of injury. And so that was the basis of our product line, and from there we've developed other products, because every good sports conditioning program is not just about cardio or just about strength or just about nutrition. It's a combination of those things. So we started with the cardio line with the dog treadmills, and since then we've added strength with our canine fit vest, and now we're moving into the balance side of the products, and we've introduced some new products here at Super Zoo. One of them is the canine fit bone, but the really exciting thing about what we're doing is we've formed a joint venture with a company called Fit Paws, which is very big in the rehab and canine sport performance world.
Okay.
And they've come up with many different balance products that they use to help get those dogs in shape. And the consumer, the average dog owner, can use these products as well to help prevent injury, illness later on, and reduce vet bills.
Well, I love all these things. Let's talk about a couple of them, because for our audience, you know, it might be a little bit hard to imagine some of these, but let's start with the treadmill, because we've all been on a treadmill. You know, you've been on a treadmill, folks. Now we have them for dogs, and these are specifically designed. This isn't just a human one that, okay, we're going to put our dogs on. This is specifically designed, and you have a unique design. Let's talk about it.
Yes, so our design is a low profile design, so that means that our sides are lower. We also have a deck that accommodates the unique stride of a dog. The human treadmill, there was nothing developed about it for a dog. It was for the human. So we looked at how a dog thinks, a dog moves, a dog learns, and that's how we developed our treadmill. The low sides eliminate a barrier between you and your dog so that there's bonding. And we promote that with teaching them to use the treadmill by a training program, a positive reinforcement training program. So the dog is enjoying the workout instead of being forced to be in a cage tied to the treadmill. We think that goes against, you know, obviously good movement, but it also goes against the way they think. And they may do it for a short period of time, but in the end, they're not going to like it. And we want the dog to enjoy it. Once they achieve that endorphin rush, they really enjoy being on the treadmill. My dog loves to get on there all the time, and she'll stand on there and wait for me to start it.
Yeah, actually, and we've seen a number of dogs, not just the dogs that you have here who are familiar with it, but dogs that are just walking through with their owners who then try it and they take right to it. It's not that foreign of a concept for especially the dogs.
Right, and I think one of the key things that we did when we designed it, because dogs are very sensitive to vibration and noise, ours are whisper quiet. It starts very slow, so there's not that startling factor that occurs with some of the other designs.
Now, let's also talk about the fit vest, because I have to say, I'm guilty. I used to put on the big, you know, knapsack for the dogs. I would load in cans of soup and other things. Now, my dogs loved it because they felt like they had that purpose. And, you know, there were times where literally they would sit there and as if to say, no, no, you don't have enough weight in here. Let's go. What you've done is kind of take that and go the opposite way of let's not burden them, but let's get them fit in a better way. Share with our audience how that works.
Right. So the canine fit vest, we just introduced last year and new colors this year. Going back to what you said about loading the backpack or loading, you know, knapsack on your dog, that was a way to increase strength. But what was happening in that design is that it shifts and slides and it causes the dog to be off balance. So they may be able to move with it, but overall you're creating muscle imbalances that are not good for the dog long term, and the tendons and the joints and the ligaments. So our design is body conforming. It fits the dog in such a way that the resistant weight doesn't slip, shift or slide, and helps the dog develop the muscles the right way. And we worked with canine rehab practitioner and a vet to make sure that where we placed the weight was up to their standards and anatomically correct with the dog's body. As well, we start at such a low therapeutic level that we're really promoting gradual development of the muscles from the inside out. And then we have a progressive program so that once they've reached that plateau with the first weight, they can move on to the second.
I also love that you have so much education and you're passionate, not just about fitness, but you know, a key part of fitness is always nutrition. What do you wish every pet parent knew when it comes to nutrition?
I wish that from the nutrition side that people paid a lot more attention to the calories in, calories out from a nutrition side, and making sure that the calories that are going in are quality calories. Because long-term nutrition is that other component, that fourth component to a sports or a canine conditioning program. If you don't have good nutrition, the dog is going to break down no matter how well exercised they are.
Right, right. Well, and you know, the old saying is true. You can't out-exercise a bad diet.
Exactly.
So although you're certainly helping us do that. Now, I also love here, I might be able to jump over. I know they're, what, at least 15 feet high? 15 inches high. So explain this. I love that. I used to do agility with my dogs. This looks different, though, than what I did with agility.
So this is a home agility set that will help the average dog owner work with their dog. There's eight different levels that they can set the bar at, so you can start and gradually progress them up. It comes with a set of eight cones, and you can take it anywhere. You can take it to the dog park with you. You can set it up in a living room or in your backyard, and it's another product that helps with the canine conditioning. So a lot of agility people use it, a lot of sports dogs, but we're hoping more consumers will use it to help gain strength too.
Yeah, I love it. And it doesn't take up a lot of space like some of the things that I'm used to in the agility world. So I really like that. In terms of fitness, you know, we're getting the word out there. You and I talked off air about, you know, wow, there really seems to be a strong interest, much more than we've seen in previous years, in what's going on in the fitness world for pets. Why do you think that's happening? Is it because us consumers are demanding it? Pet parents know, hey, if it's good for me to work out, it must be good for my pets to work out. Or is it just that's where the industry's naturally moving to?
Well, I think there's a couple things, Robert. I think one reason that people are paying more attention to fitness is they're trying to get their dogs off of meds and away from, you know, diabetic issues. And those relate back to food and not enough exercise in many cases. Not all cases, but
sure.
In many cases. And so, you know, fitness is that component that will help dogs lead a longer and healthier life. There's studies that have been done that say that the dogs will live 2 years longer if they are fit and eat the right food. And so in order to help our dogs live longer, we need to add that fitness component. And the thing that I worry about is, you know, fitness is now becoming a trend. But it's not just about saying, okay, my dog went for a run or my dog worked out on the Fitbone. It's about doing it the right way. And so that's what our company is really concentrated on, is making sure that the programs that go along with the product show people the right way to do it. Because exercising the wrong way is just as bad as not exercising at all.
Right, absolutely. Or exercising once and then not exercising again.
Right.
You start to lose the impact. It's kind of like nutrition. We say do the best you can that you can sustain, because doing it for a week or a day just doesn't have an impact.
Yeah, and just like you, if you went to the gym and you powered through, you know,
heavy weights. I go to the gym occasionally.
Yeah. You power through the weights and you're working out on the treadmill. The next day you're really sore because you haven't done anything. Well, we expect our dogs to do these amazing things and we power through, and the next day they don't want to do it. Well, why? Because we introduced it to them the wrong way. We added too much too fast.
Thank you, Krista. So much great stuff, folks. You can get more info at petzenproducts.com. We're going to be right back with more great info here on Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at petchats.com. That's petchats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.